Hi, my name's Daniel Roth, and I'm a senior program manager on the ASP.NET team. Visual Studio 2013 ships with ASP.NET Web API 2. ASP.NET Web API 2 makes it easier than ever before to build secure HTTP services that can be called from any client, including browsers and mobile devices. Let me show you how easy it is to build secure web APIs using OAuth 2.0 with Visual Studio 2013. Visual Studio 2013 makes it super easy to build secure web APIs using ASP.NET Web API 2. I can simply do File, New Project, select a web application, pick the Web API project template, and then click on the Change Authentication button to configure all of my authentication needs. I have a bunch of options here. I can pick No Authentication, Classic Integrated Windows Authentication, or that I want to authenticate users using their individual accounts or organizational accounts. Individual accounts are like accounts on a typical internet-facing website. The user has an identity specifically with your app, whether it be a username and password that they created themselves or a social identity they decided to reuse, like their Google or Facebook account. Organizational accounts are accounts associated with some sort of organization, like your account at work or at school. Organizational accounts are typically managed by a directory, such as your on-premise Windows Server Active Directory, or a directory in the cloud, like Windows Azure Active Directory. Let's take a look at using individual accounts with our Web API. When I select individual accounts, my Web API project is configured with a full OAuth 2.0-based security setup. This is all based on OAuth 2.0 security middleware provided by the new Microsoft-owned components. As you can see in the startup.auth.cs file, the OAuth pipeline is already set up to use OAuth 2.0 middleware for processing OAuth 2.0 style bearer tokens and for issuing access tokens. This means that to call my web API, clients can use the standard OAuth 2.0 flows for acquiring access tokens and issuing authorized requests. I can enable middleware also for handling Facebook, Google, Twitter, and Microsoft accounts simply by uncommenting a line of code. Let's go ahead and run this. This project also includes a built-in secure account controller web API for handling account management. We can see it on the help page. You can use this API for doing things like changing user passwords, setting passwords, adding additional accounts, and registering new users. This account controller is backed by the new ASP.NET Identity Membership System. We can see that in the account controller implementation. It's also using a lot of the new ASP.NET Web API 2 runtime features, like attribute routing, authentication filters, and HTTP action results. This project is perfect for getting started building backends for native mobile applications like Windows Store and Windows Phone applications. But the same security setup can be used for rich, responsive web applications too. In fact, the same security setup is used by the new updated single page application template. This template provides a ready-made client built using HTML5, jQuery, and Knockout.js. As before, we can just uncomment a line of code to enable authentication using a social login. Let's use Google in this case and run the application. I can register a new user. There, I can log off, I then can log on with that user. Looks good. And I can even log on using my Google account. Here I get bounced over to Google. Create a new username, and we're good to go. All of this is done client-side inside the browser. Here is a Windows Store version of the same application using the same Web API backend. First, I built a portable class library for getting tokens and for doing account management. Because the WebAPI client now supports portable libraries, I can easily share this library with other .NET projects like Windows Phone applications. I also publish this application to Windows Azure so that I can easily use the built-in web authentication broker for Windows Store apps. It's easy. I just import the profile from my website. There it is. And click Publish. When I run the application, you see that we have a XAML and C# version of the same login user interface. I can sign up a new user. It logs me in. I can use that user to log in directly. And of course, I can use my external login like my Google account. There we go. These are just some of the great new features in ASP.NET Web API 2. You can find this sample and details about this release at www.asp.net/webapi.